We begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Simen Kuf Pei Ches Hilchos Pikadim. Hamafkid Mar Sait Zechaveri. If somebody asks somebody else to watch money on his behalf at the Bezman Hazeh, nowadays Shekol Skinner with Masu Matim, with so much business is done with cash. For Hakol Tzrichim Lamasin, there's a constant need for cash. Mistam Nisrat Hamafkid Shenifka Yitzim Kitzur Starach. It could be assumed that the person who left the money will allow me to use it when I need them. Okay, mutalei letzim, I can use that money, and then they become very like my milva. They become like a loan. Elm kain, unless gila mafka datoi, that the person who is the owner of that money made it very clear she'eretzoni bekach, that that's not what he wants. Kegon shechosmam, if he sealed them. A kosher b'kash mashuna, you tied them up. Then, as ein hanifka rishel etzion, then the person cannot use that money. And this is only in the case where I was asked to watch the money. But if somebody asked me to deliver money to someone else, then I have no right to use that money. When I start using the money, in the case that Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is identifying, I obtained the status of a Shem Esachar, which, as we learned, the Chiv of Shem Esachar is his Chayiv for Gneva Aveda. And that happens as soon as I decide to use that money, even though I didn't actually use the money. Money that belongs to the community that the Gabbai is holding, the Gabbai can never use it for his own purposes. If somebody leaves a different type of object with someone else, the person holding the object may not use it for his own purpose. Even though by me using it, it won't ruin the object in any way. If I use it without permission, I'm considered like I'm borrowing something without permission. And the status of a shor shlamidas in halacha is that he's a gazlan. But if I'm certain shayna makbid alav, that the person who's telling me to watch it doesn't care, then butter, I can do it without permission. But of course, the way to know if that's the status is if I will ultimately tell him I used it, and he'll be happy that I used it, then the halacha is that's when I'm allowed to use it. But still, there are many poskim, quoting the Shach, who hold that I should never use it without permission. Even if it's something that people don't care if I use it, usur, I may not use it. I'm considered a shaleich yad, and therefore yesh lahachmer. If I'm watching something that belongs to someone else, I have to do the best job I can in watching it. The way these types of objects are normally watched. Even when it comes to my own objects, I'm not that particular how I watch them. Because something that belongs to somebody else, if somebody asks me to watch his money, so even if I myself am not that careful and I'll just leave money in my pants, in my pocket, without putting them into the wallet, someone else's money I have to be much more careful with how I watch it. Sif, dalet ena nifkar shor l'hafkid es pekodim b'yad acherim, I may not give over what I was asked to watch to someone else. I feel k'sher v'namonim yos v'menu, even if the person I'm giving over to is more reliable than I am. Elm ken a mafkid, only in the case where the person who asked me to watch his object, roy lahafkid ver ke'el etzlam, customarily leaves things by these type of people. And even if somebody's a shayma chinam, and he wants to ask somebody else to watch it, and that other person's a shayma sachar, which we've been learning a shayma sachar has a higher level of responsibility, still I may not do so. The only time there may be room for leniency is if I do it in front of the owner of the object and he says, and he doesn't say anything. Certainly, to take something from a Shem HaSachar and give it to a shrei mechinam is certainly unacceptable. Sif hey, kshibol lachsas abekodim, when I come to return the bekodim, lo yichzir l'echabam neibes shalamavki shalamidatoi. I should not just give it to any family member of the person who owns it without his knowledge. V'kein shibol lachsas lo eze chefetz shehishal loy. If I come to return something that I borrowed from somebody else, or lifra chayv, I come to pay back a debt, avil yochol lachsas lishtoi. One can give it to the wife of the owner. The wife is also involved in the husband's affairs. And therefore the husband lets the wife take care of anything that he has. And therefore it's considered as if you returned it to him. Somebody who meets up with somebody else on the road, and this person's animal is collapsing under its load, whether it's a load that is appropriate, what's carrying more than it ought to be carrying, there's a mitzvah to help lifrik malea, to help him unload this load. There's a machloikis if this halacha also applies by human beings. But even if we'll say that the mitzvah prika does not apply by human beings, of course there's a question of gemilas chesed, and there's a question of a haftla reach kamaicha, that we see somebody else is suffering, we should do whatever we can to help him. And therefore we see somebody on the road stuck, we have an obligation to do whatever we can to help him out. Lach shepirkei, and after you took off this load from the animal, don't just walk away. You should then help him reload the animal. If you ignored and you didn't help him unload the animal and reload the animal, you lost the opportunity to do a mitzvah sasei. And also, there is no bracha on this mitzvah because we're not sure that the other person will allow you to help. But there's still a very serious mitzvah to try to help. If you took off and then reloaded, and then it fell off again, you have to do it again. Even if you end up doing it 100 times, after you reloaded the animal, you should walk with him in case he needs you again. Unless the person with the animal with this load tells you explicitly, any tzarchlach, you don't have to. The mitzvah of helping unload the animal, you should not ask for payment. But to load the animal, you're not obligated to do it, you're allowed to demand payment. It came by Admash Ahilichimai, and what we just discussed, that you should walk alone, also you're entitled to payment. Even though you're not entitled to payment for helping unload the animal, there is a concept of schar b'teila. If you could have been earning money at that time, you could claim, I want back my lost wages. Siftal b'hem sav t'kachavim, when it comes to the behem of a nochri, if a nochri is leading his animal, whether the load belongs to a yisrael to a nochri, then there's only an obligation to help unload the animal, because there's an issue of tsar bal chayim, and you're entitled to get payment for this. To load the animal, you're not obligated, unless there's a concern of a chil Hashem. And if there is no nochri there, but a Jew is leading an animal, you have to try to help him reload the animal, that the Jew that you see should not be suffering. Similarly, if it's a Jewish animal belonging to a Jew, and the load belongs to nochri, chayiv lifrik, not time, because you have to be concerned about the tsar HaYisrael. And in general, there's a halacha that one should not eat before he serves his animal food. As the pasuk says, "V'nasati esa b'sata l'matecha," and only afterwards, "V'chalta v'savata." If an animal, if a horse falls into a ditch, and you need an axe to pull out the animal, so now you have a problem of klayim in trying to pull that animal out. So the halacha says that you shouldn't be the one that if you want to tie an axe to that animal to schlep the animal out. What you should do is have a nachri do it because he doesn't have issa klayim. Sif hey, ksif kisir chamash anachar roivitz tachas masay. The pasuk says if you see your enemy's animal collapsing, sign is aloy mishiv ma'amahu. When we speak of animal, the enemy doesn't mean from the nachrim. Shreinim mitzvah tina perika, because by them, as we've been learning, there's no mitzvah perika with tina, and there's only tzar bal chayim. We're talking about an enemy that's a yisrael. The hechi yisrael, tzayna yisrael. How could it be that one Jew hates another Jew? V'akos of oim, doesn't the pasuk say, l'sisna esachicha b'lvavecha? Amr chachamim, what it's referring to here, is k'goyin shu levadoi roi sh'oiva aveira. I alone saw this person doing an Avera, the Hisrubai, and I warned him to don't do the Avera. And it's only if I warned him, because otherwise maybe he doesn't know it's an Avera. And still, even after I warned him, Velechazi doesn't stop, Hare mitzvah l'sanoi, then there's a mitzvah to hate him, Achi yasa tshuva until he does tshuva, v'yoshim r'shosoi, and he doesn't do the Avera anymore. V'afi shadayin losa tshuva. And therefore, even though this person didn't do tshuva, in matzah b'tzar al masa, but I see him suffering because of this load, mitzvah lifrik litan imay, I have to help him, don't leave him that way. Because maybe what will happen could be, he'll end up getting in danger. But Torah, and the Torah is concerned about every Jewish life, bein rishoyim, bein tzadikim, me'ach Hashem, nivim Hashem, because we're all Jews are connected to Hashem. Ma'aminim be'akradas, every Jew really believes at the bottom of his heart at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shnemar, emaleim chayani, num Hashem alakim, im achboitz, m'maisa rosha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't want to see any Jew suffer. Ki im b'shuv rosha medarka v'chayay, I want to see Jews do tshuva. If there's a group of people traveling together, and one of the animals, the donkeys, is weak, the other people cannot separate themselves and leave this person alone on the road. But if his donkey fell to the degree that he can't walk anymore, then they can't separate from him. They don't have to become delayed more than necessary because of him. If there's a group that's traveling in separate wagons, and something happened to one of the wagons, that he has to fix his wagon, the other people who are traveling together cannot leave him alone. And unless he has to stay there for an ordinarily long time. When we have two wagons traveling, one is loaded and one is empty, the one that's loaded should go first, and same thing is with a car. Even though we're learning that under certain circumstances, we can leave this person alone, the halacha is that by leaving the person alone, he's going to be perhaps in a sakana. It could be being left alone in this time, in this place, could represent danger. That's a whole new conversation, which of course we should always do whatever we can not to let somebody else be left in a place in time of danger.